Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now. Kevin Wall with you. Joining us, as he does every Friday, a guy that, well, he is living the dream. He's living the dream. We're talking about our friend Rico Waller from Carson Insulation, who joins us. Where are you talking to us from today? You're at the top of the mountain?
Nope, I'm at the shop in Mount House today.
All right. Give me a quick weather report. I know I've been lamenting all week the horrible winter weather we've had here in southern Nevada. All of the mountains surrounding the Las Vegas Valley are snow-capped. I mean, at a very low elevation. And I was complaining, I guess, too much, because then my friends in northern Nevada said, do you know what we've been facing over the last couple of weeks? I go, oh, sorry.
We got lots of snow here, let me tell you, buddy. We got lots of it here. I came home yesterday evening. I worked on my barn yesterday all day, and then at about 5 o'clock, I headed out to come over the top to come back to Carson City, and I hit a snowstorm on the pass that was unexpected. And I'll tell you what, it was like a whiteout, and the snow up there has got to be 10 feet deep. It's really, really a big snowpack. So we're in good shape for the coming year.
Don't worry about water. You guys are going to have tons of it.
I think the drought is officially over.
Oh, God. Let me ask you, just today, it's like a celebrity day in the media. We got Robert Kraft is up on solicitation charges at a Florida spa. We have R. Kelly apparently has been indicted on criminal sexual behavior. Jussie Smollett has been written out of the final two episodes this season of Empire. What in God's name is it in the water or what?
I don't know, but it seems to me like they're making an awfully big deal out of this Kraft situation. And I think in large part that's to deflect from having to discuss the Smollett situation, which is, you know, just a nightmare for the left, you know, with their narrative has been, they're kind of left in the lurch, aren't they?
Well, they are. Let me ask you, the Jussie Smollett thing and the rush to judgment, was that any surprise to you? It didn't surprise me at all.
No, it doesn't surprise me. And I, you know, to tell you the truth, I didn't pay much attention to it anyway, because I you know, you got to wait about a week to find out the truth about any of these stories, because the left-wing media is just so, biased is not even the right word. They're so proactively promoting these kinds of stories with the narrative that they choose, that I just wait. I just kind of just in one ear and out the other. I might hear the basic story and then don't think much more about it until later on.
Well, no, and by the way, I think that's a great philosophy of waiting to see what the truth is. You got the early headlines. Okay, that's fine. No biggie. Let's wait 5 days and we'll find out what the real truth is.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the same thing in your everyday life, Kevin. How many times have you had a family member come to you and tell some terrible tale about how another family member has wronged them? And, you know, and if you believe exactly what they tell you, you'll think the other person is really a bad person. They've really done a bad thing. But then you get their side of the story, and you go back and forth and back and forth. Pretty soon you get down to the truth, you know, who really did what. And usually there's a shared responsibility, or it's something somewhat different. Why can't we be at least that sensible when it comes to people's lives and people's reputations and, in the big world, not just in the small world of our own families?
What should happen to Jussie Smollett? I mean, should he do hard time?
His career is ruined. I think his career is effectively ruined, so he's not going to be a rich man. He should go to jail. I mean, you know, when you provide a false statement, I mean, and that is an involved web. I mean, this is not just telling a little lie. He didn't just fib. He created it's a conspiratorial kind of a story where he took many, many days and a very involved set of plans to pull this off, all for the sake of improving his, his profile or his public perception, ostensibly, I guess, to try to get a bigger salary, a bigger
and the guy and the per, guy was per, making $65,000 an episode. They film 18 episodes a year.
$65,000. You know what? I would pretend to be gay for, you know, a couple episodes. I mean,
sure.
I could do that. I mean, as long as I keep my clothes on, I could do that.
Oh my God. No, but 65,000 times 18. There are people I know that live paycheck to paycheck. One episode. All they'd have to do is one episode of Empire and they get $65,000.
Yeah, man, that's a million, almost a million. That's a million, almost a million two for
wow.
Million one for 1 year. Can you imagine? I take that job. I would rather play a role of an action hero who never lies and is totally honorable and extremely good looking. That's the guy I want to play.
And that's who you are. I mean, that's exactly.
Well,
who
then, yeah, you know, I just want to play me. I just want to play me, but I want to pay me big money to play me.
I like that. I like that. By the way, I'm curious what you think, though. Even if you didn't pay much attention to the initial media rollout of this story, now doubling back on it, are they doing the same thing all over again?
Well, I think they're gonna try to. I heard a comment on the radio earlier today from it was Van Jones, I think it was, talking about how this guy was the Jackie Robinson of gay black men. And now he's had a lifetime of atonement ahead of him. To use the name Jackie Robinson in the same breath with this guy is, wow, how could you demean Jackie Robinson more than that? He was a true hero. And
yeah,
I hope the guy goes to jail. He needs to go to jail. And in jail, I'm not going to make any smart-aleck jokes.
Well, but I will tell you, in jail, maybe he'll have a chance to think about this because even today, the statement he released today, the statement he made last night on the set of Empire was all the same thing. I'm innocent. And this guy ain't innocent, although even some on the left now are saying, wait a minute, maybe we ought to take a second look at this. Maybe he is innocent. I mean, he's professing his innocence.
Well, let's see how it shakes out. All we know is what we have heard from various people at various levels of this investigation, what the police had to say, the prosecutors and such. Probably he is as guilty as sin and did exactly what they say he did. But, you know, he's going to get his day in court, and he deserves that, and he deserves what he gets from that, however it turns out.
Coming up, we're going to talk about a guy that came that close from being in the slammer. We're talking about Roger Stone. They had a court hearing yesterday. It was absolutely bizarre. We'll see what Rico thinks about Roger Stone and whether he is headed to the slammer or not. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. It is live and local now.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me. For me. For me.
It is live. Live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation in Mound House, where they've had tons of snow, joining us. He is down from the mountain over at the ranch, and he is back in his business. I want to ask you about Roger Stone, because I find Roger Stone fascinating. He is kind of a gadfly in a way. But this is a guy that came within an inch, I guess, yesterday of ending up in jail until fall when they're going to hear his case. What do you think of Roger Stone, and have you followed his career much?
No, I haven't, but I've seen him on the news a few times. And my first take is that he's a very odd duck. I thought he was very cocky, and I think he's it's like he's poking his finger at poking the bear, which is not a wise thing to do when you're in a vulnerable position, and apparently he is. The thing of the tweet he did, or the post he did where he had the judge in the crosshairs, man, I mean, was he drunk on drugs?
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, you gotta really wonder. Was it, you know, maybe people do stupid things when they're drunk. Maybe he was drinking that night and did something stupid like that. But that's a recipe for disaster. You know.
Well, especially when you see what's happened to Paul Manafort, same judge, by the way. Same judge.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, he's a. I think he's kind of a foolish guy. That's my take on it. But you know, I don't know him. But he may be as innocent as he can be and has done absolutely nothing wrong. But that's still just a stupid thing to do, and I don't get it. He apologized all over himself, I know, to the judge, but it wouldn't have been a surprise if she'd thrown him in jail. You still do stuff like that.
I want to ask you, because it's come up a couple of times just in the last week, this whole notion of the presumption of innocence. And I want to ask you, is the presumption of innocence changing in our country, to where it's more of a presumption of innocence in the court of public opinion versus a court of law? Are the two things different?
Yeah, they're very different, and it has gotten so we're so divided, you know, as a people. I don't think, you know, maybe the last time it was like this was the Civil War. I mean, our nation is really divided ideologically. And the people on the left, you know, I'm on the right, and I think the people on the left are absolutely insane. And I think that their view of the world is just crazy. And it's very much based on an anger that is, and fear. Anger and fear combined seem to be the motivating factors in the way they view the world. And so when they see something like this, if it suits them, if it suits their ideology, their view of the world, then it's true, and the person is guilty, whether they've been proven guilty or not. And exactly the opposite is true as well. When there's an accusation made against someone who is on their side, they presume that they are innocent completely, and accuse the right of being dishonest and dishonorable. It's a perverse juxtaposition of values that we see today.
The president is going to be traveling next week. He's going to Hanoi. He is going to meet with Kim Jong-un. Is anything going to come of that? You know, there's all kinds of talk that maybe Kim Jong-un isn't living up to his end of the bargain from their previous summit. Anything different going to happen here?
Gosh, I have no idea, but I sure hope something good comes of it. The situation is certainly better now than it was a year ago, and hopefully it will it will improve, and the president will win in this battle. But you know, he's in a position to win, and he's not a loser. He's a winner, and I think he'll get it done.
Meanwhile, here at home, while he's traveling, his former personal attorney Michael Cohen is going to be testifying before the House Government Oversight Committee next Wednesday. He's got 3 days of testimony, two of them in private, one public. You expect any bombshells out of Michael Cohen?
Who knows? He's the biggest freaking liar in the world. I mean, he could say anything. I wouldn't be one bit surprised to see something completely new, unexpected, and nobody's even thought of it yet that he's going to think of to do. He's a sleazebag. That guy is a genuine sleazebag. I do have a very strong opinion about him.
Well, which then brings up the point: should every Republican
who gets to ask a question, ask him the traditional, should we believe your previous story or the one you're telling now? The one you told a year ago or the one you're telling now?
Well, it's good. That is going to be said in multiple different ways during that hearing, I assure you. It may not be said that directly. It may be said even more directly. Should we believe you're a liar now or should we believe you were a liar then? Because you're clearly a liar. Now, that would be the most harsh way to put it. But that will be said. It'll be said in different ways by different people. And, the guy's just not credible. And anything that he has to say is just, in my opinion, is pretty much meaningless. Unless he can produce documentation, specific facts that are irrefutable. But his word is meaningless.
Again, Rico Waller joining us, the owner of Carson Insulation. And I'm curious, when the weather turns nasty, does it hurt your business or help your business?
Oh, let me tell you, we are losing our butt this month. This will be the first red month I've had in business in the last 7 years. February, we're going to lose a lot of money this month, probably $50,000-$60,000, just because we can't get to our jobs. They're ready to go. We got lots of work lined up. We just can't get to it because it's snowed in. And it's true of the California location as well as here. So, you know what? It used to always be this way. We'd always have bad months where we lost money. We just had a really good run the last few years because the economy has been so booming. And it still is booming. It's just that this particular month, the amount of precipitation and the temperatures have just really hurt us. But, hey, I take it with a grain of salt. We're going to have a great March, April, May, June, July, August. It'll be great again. It's just right now. We're kind of dead, but it gives us an opportunity to do a lot of things that we need to do around the shop. We've been working on our equipment, getting all of our stuff ship shape, and we poured concrete. We're pouring concrete today in the shop in Mound House, pouring some slabs to improve the access for our forklifts and things like that. So, you get things done when things are slow that you can't get done other times.
But what that means is you're going to have a killer March.
I hope so, and I think so. I believe that is probably going to be the case. March, they say, March comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb. Hopefully it'll come in like a lamb and stay a lamb.
We love lambs, especially lamb chops. Always good. Good to have you back and back in town. So if somebody wants to come by and see you at Mount House, all they got to do is come by your location. Tell them where you are, your new location.
We're at 1097-10097. Highway 50, and we are in Mount House. Just as you come under the trestle, coming from Carson City, you'll see a giant blue building on the right. That's us.
Sounds good, man.
Got an office, nice offices, and just come on in. We'll have coffee and visit.
Sounds good to me. Hey, thanks, man. Always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
Thank you, Kevin. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
That's Rico Waller from Carson Insulation joining us. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I'll tell you what, this next week, it's going to be a tumultuous week for President Trump. We've got, Michael Cohen testimony 3 times next week. 2 privately, 1 publicly. Wednesday will be the public hearing. You've got the possibility of the Robert Mueller report coming out. You got all kinds of things. And in fact, my guess is there's going to be more on Jussie Smollett. One of the things I loved, let's go to cut 8. Let's go to Dan Bongino. He's a guy that's been on this show before. He was there. He was with us a bunch when we were at CBS. And I think he's been on a couple of times on this show. But Dan Bongino is a former Secret Service agent, Fox analyst, and he just blew up, maybe as good as I've seen, just absolutely blew up the Jussie Smollett defense. Jussie Smollett released a statement. He poo-pooed with his castmates. This is Dan Bongino, though, last night on Fox News Channel.
Listen, I spent a lot of time with the Secret Service and the NYPD, but you don't have to be a law enforcement officer to have seen the red flags in the case, Tucker. First, yeah. If you're attacked like this violently at night, who doesn't turn over their police records to immediately clear themselves and try to get the actual bad guys? It just didn't make sense. And that statement you just read, I mean, it's outrageous. He's not entitled to due process. Tucker, he was given every single benefit by the media and by everyone else. Benefits, by the way, you and I wouldn't have, we would have been questioned about this vigorously from the beginning. And now he's claiming somehow that he's a martyr in this? Listen, of course you're presumed innocent. I get that. But that's a ridiculous statement to try to paint yourself as a martyr when you haven't even cooperated with the police from the beginning. It's absurd.
At some point he's going to put the media in a pretty tough spot. I mean, if he continues to deny this and say that he's yes. once again the victims of yet another persecution or whatever, I mean, can Don Lemon sit there on CNN and not defend him?
You know, at some point with these kids on Twitter, they say you got to take the L. At some point, you got to take the loss. Yeah. I mean, Tucker, it's binary at this point, is it not? They have these two brothers, these people that they're questioning, apparently involved in this. They're either the attackers or they're not. If they're cooperating and they've been released, what does that say to you as someone who thinks in common sense terms? They're either the attackers or they're not. They've been released. Clearly, there's something wrong with this case. And it appears that when all you take it all and you look at it, that Smollett's the guy who's not been been clear, open, and honest here.
Speaking of Tucker Carlson. And by the way, we're going to open up our phone lines right now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you get a chance to call in, talk about whatever you want. For the first 2.5 hours of the show, we tell you what we're going to talk about. And it's usually stuff that matters to me. But in our final half hour, we give you the option of talking about what matters to you. It may have been something we talked about earlier in the show, something we talked about earlier in the week, or maybe just maybe something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. Yeah. That's what we do in this final half hour. I'll tell you what to do. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about, my friend?
Well, New York, but and the commune.
There you go.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
You got me?
We got you.
Okay, New York and California, the two most pinko stinko commie, you call them liberal. They've defiled that word. Jefferson was a but to get to the point. What the justice system in the big lib apple is doing to Manafort? They've come out and said. When, they didn't even say if. They said when our president pardons, they're going to come out with more accusations. They're going to come out with more indictments. They're going to wait. And this is such a farce of justice. You talk about the vindictiveness. I don't think the founding fathers, Kevin, intended our departments of justice, city, county, municipal, or state or federal, were ever intended to conduct themselves in such a manner. God, I hope I would love our president to show up with an Abrams and Bradley and a real tactical green a special forces squad on all these prosecutors. Well, they're not even prosecutors. They're report writers now. As the great Levin said, prosecutors prosecute. They don't make reports. And withholding charges. I'm at a loss, Kevin. Have a good weekend.
There you go. Remember what James Comey said? No prosecutor in their right mind would try to prosecute this case. That's what he's saying about Hillary. Remember that? Yeah. And that's sad. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What is it you want to talk about?
I just wanted to say how bad I'm just upset with the Clark County School cutting school today. It took my wife out of work for the kids. And you know what it was really all about was because they didn't want snowball fights.
No. Really?
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. Because in a lot of cities this year, they made snowball fights illegal against the law. period, across all over the place. And that's the reason why. It wasn't because of icy roads. There might have been a little ice on the road. Who cares?
You mean you can't have teachers out on the playground policing it?
Right. Well, they didn't want any issues with snowball fights. With the, that's what it really was. It wasn't about this or that. It should have been a snow day yesterday, not today.
Well, I've got to look up the actual announcement. Is that what they were saying publicly?
Yeah, I go to work at 4 o'clock in the morning, and the roads were fine. And I live in up on top of Lone Mountain up here, and it wasn't bad at all. And that was at 4 o'clock this morning. I drive around town all day long, and the reason was is because of snowball fights. And they're just full of just misleading statements all the time.
Wow. I understand legal liability. You know, if one of the buses careens off the road and kills 3 or 4 or 5 kids, you're going to have wrongful death suits. But the idea of snowball fights, that they don't want snowball fights? I mean, snowball fights are as old as children themselves. That's unbelievable. That's one I can't. I'm going to tell you, this Clark County School Board, or Board of Trustees, as they call themselves, are not very trustworthy. I mean, all the stuff you see with Carolyn Edwards and all of that stuff that you've seen over the last few years, it's scary. It is flat out scary. We're going to take a quick break. And then we're going to come back and get to more of your calls. Our lines are jammed right now. So when you hear somebody ring off, that'll be your opportunity to ring in. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We're going to take a quick break. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. You get a chance to tell us what it is that interests you. In this final half hour, you tell us what you want to talk about. Okay? As we continue, it is Friday. It's the best day of the week. Live and local now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
It's the one day every year when fat is great. It's Fat Tuesday, and it's returning to Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Tuesday, March 5th, it's the 10th annual All-You-Can-Eat Fat Tuesday celebration. You'll enjoy Alaska snow crab legs, fresh Louisiana crawfish boil, catfish, fried shrimp, blackened chicken pasta, red beans and rice, plus Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous beignets and bread pudding, all served with salad and jambalaya. And be sure to ask about Rhythm Kitchen's Mardi Gras drink specials. Oh, and did I mention? Breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $42 per person. You don't need reservations, but seating is limited and begins at 5 p.m. Check out this amazing Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras buffet at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks is conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. Call 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Go to John in Las Vegas. Listening on 790 Talk Now. Go right ahead.
Hi there, Kevin. So I just wanted to take a little victory lap over the Jussie Smollett thing. It sounded pathetic, and it sounded incredibly fake for someone to say this is MAGA country in Chicago, of all places. Of all places in the country you could pick, you said that happened in Chicago. It was nonsense from the start. I'm glad that they're starting to pick up on that. I don't know if he needs to serve prison time, but I think he definitely deserves to. Also, way to embarrass every African-American at the very end of Black History Month.
Yeah. What a wonderful way to celebrate Black History Month. Is that bizarre?
Yeah, absolutely. To lie about a hate crime, to try and make people hate white people even more.
Yeah, it makes no sense at all. I we always talk about, after we have these issues involving race, we always talk about, well, we need to have a national dialogue. After the Cambridge professor and cop, we had the beer summit. Maybe we need something like that. Ron, you're up on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about, Ron?
Hello, Mr. Wall. This is Ron from Las Vegas. Well, you remember we talked about last week about naming a little baby girl named Margolania. And, Marga is half the word for Magyars, and Magyars were Huns that came from Asia into Hungary, and the Magyars took over Hungary, and half of the people today you meet that are Hungarian are of the Magyar descent. Now, number two, Mr. Mueller is spreading false information. Number three, Reinhard Heinrich. Did you ever hear of Reinhard Heinrich?
No,
Reinhard
but not,
Heinrich.
Can I go back one?
False information.
What is false about what Robert Mueller is spreading? And he hasn't released anything yet, has he?
Well, the thing is, he's waiting for something to happen. You understand? When you have nothing, what do? You delay. You don't make a decision. When you finally make a decision, you make a decision at the time that makes you look good. Right?
Wow.
Think about it. Now, Okay, Reinhard Heydrich, he's the one in 1938 to call false information to Stalin. And Stalin killed every one of his top generals, every one of his second generals, and his third generals. He killed over 400 of the top people running his armies. Did you know that?
I did not know that. It's amazing. I like to pride myself on having a pretty good Jesuit education. But there's some things I never learned. I did learn, of course, I did this off my smartphone. Singer R. Kelly has been indicted in Cook County on charges that he sexually abused four victims, three of them underage. Does R. Kelly end up going to the slammer? No, but that's what the Chicago Tribune reporting at this hour. That R. Kelly has been indicted. Four charges, four victims, and at least three of them underage. Go figure. Tucker Carlson always seems to be able to hit the ball out of the park. And so it was last night. This is cut nine, by the way. As Tucker explains... And I tell you what, I had a Jesuit priest tell me one time, says, you know what's great is when you go to a Catholic retreat, you know, where you go off into the woods and you contemplate nature and all of that, and somebody tells you something, and you say, you know, I had never heard that before, but you know what? You're right. What you said... I've always intuited, but I never knew that. But now that you mention it, yes, I do know that deep in my consciousness. And Tucker Carlson last night explained why the mega rich, the Tom Steyers, the George Soroses, people like that, why they all seem to gravitate to socialism or something like that.
2019 is only a couple months old. We haven't given it a name yet. So how about the year of the woke billionaire? Sit back and watch as the Democratic presidential candidates simultaneously jockey to establish the most left-wing possible credentials and at the very same time feverishly suck up to the super rich to fund their campaigns. We've seen some of this before. Tom Steyer and George Soros, those are the obvious examples. But there are many, many, many more. On Saturday, just this past Saturday, coming Saturday, rather, Senator Cory Booker is attending a Silicon Valley fundraiser. It's hosted by Gary and Laura Lauder, their heirs to the $14 billion Estee Lauder fortune. Kamala Harris just had a fundraiser in Beverly Hills. That was attended by an army of wealthy studio execs. Kirsten Gillibrand didn't even start her campaign for president before asking the permission of Wall Street. So what's the message? Rich people are highly progressive now. And you can see why. They love mass immigration. It brings them servants. They support federally mandated snobbery masquerading as environmentalism. Abortion is essentially a sacrament to them, especially when practiced in poor neighborhoods. But here's the confusing part. These are, by definition, affluent people. And yet, increasingly, confiscatory tax rates are a rallying cry for the Democratic Party. So why are billionaires so eager to back candidates who want to seize their assets to fund new entitlements? This is confusing. Here's one reason. Billionaires understand that they will never have to pay those taxes. Why? Because the top federal income tax rate stops at about 500 grand. So what's the difference between someone making $500,000 a year and someone making $50 million a year? The answer? The richer one can much more easily evade paying full freight, and they do. This group makes far more of their money on capital gains, which are taxed at only half the rate of your salary, and some of it's not even taxed at all. Under the 2017 tax law, investments in federally designated opportunity zones evade capital gains taxes entirely. One such opportunity zone, by the way, is right by the Army-Navy Country Club in Arlington, Virginia, one of America's richest zip codes. But even on their official tax returns, even on income, the richest Americans are paying less. According to the IRS, the top 1% of Americans pay about 27% of their income in taxes. But the top 10th of 1%, that's people who make $35 million a year, pay less than 26%. And the top 1,000th of a percent, the absolute richest, pay less than 24%. In other words, past a certain point, the richer you are, the less you pay. That's why billionaires back socialism. It doesn't cost them much.
I love that. That makes so much sense. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I'm going to be going by there maybe tonight. Hope you will, too. Have some fun. And by the way, their piano bar is phenomenal. Their piano bar is absolutely the best. Let's see if we squeeze in a couple of calls before we leave you on this Friday. Let's go to Steven. Steven, you're up. Hi, Steven, you're up, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Kevin. I wanted to repeat a request about a week or 10 days ago. You said that no one would prosecute Hillary Clinton. What you're talking, the people there are talking about the swamp prosecutors, you know, the R's and the D's,
right.
and they got a good job, and they would never prosecute Hillary Clinton. They'd have to go look for another job. You're right about that. But the gentleman that is on Freedom Watch, USA.org, Larry Klayman, is asking and begging Mr. Trump to appoint him as a special prosecutor. And the first thing I think Hillary's probably number one. I'm looking forward to when we have him on so that we can get started on that. I think Las Vegas probably should step forward and help President Trump get rid of some of the swamp.
There you go. And Larry Klayman, by the way, has been on this show, gosh, between here and CBS, maybe 10 times. Good guy, though. And a smart dude. And not afraid to go after the big boys. That's going to just about do it today. I can't believe we rolled through 3 solid hours. Wow. We will do it again. Now, next week, I urge you to buckle up, because it's going to be a wild ride. We got, the Robert Mueller report may come out sometime this weekend. We've got Michael Cohen testifying not once, not twice, but 3 times. We don't know what's going to happen with Jussie Smollett. And then again, we got all the Sunday shows. So we got so much stuff to monitor over the weekend. We'll do it. You guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend, would you please? Live and local now. Last night I owned a land slip, and so I wish that I could stay. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the 2-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.